Hello, everyone. Patriot Underground here. So before we begin the show, I wanted to take a quick moment to remind everybody to check out PatriotSwitch.com. Click the link in the description and begin your journey making the switch to purchasing your personal and household products from a patriotic company who shares your value system and doesn't funnel your money directly into evil operations that are designed to destroy us. This is a no-brainer, folks. I made the switch and I couldn't be happier. And as I said, I only come out and support something that I personally use and believe in. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. PatriotSwitch.com. All right, folks, enjoy the show. Patriot out. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Underground. Today is December 2nd, 2022. Thank you so much for joining me, folks, to discover the truth beneath the surface. I really do appreciate everybody out there taking the time to listen. So today I'm going to provide a situation update, and I'm really going to touch upon some big picture issues as I see it, because I've been reflecting a lot over the past couple of days about the true nature of this war. And I've also listened to a bunch of really great podcasts, a lot of really great patriots out there, break down where we are right now, and how to best interpret and navigate the circumstances that we find ourselves living through. Now, with every passing day, it seems as if the clown world that we're living in gets more and more outrageous. I mean, I've actually been shocked at how insane things have become in the mainstream, and yet so many people still seem to be asleep at the switch. Now, that is a trend, of course, that is changing with the passing of time. And that's the essence of what I want to discuss tonight. What has this plan really been all about? And how are we progressing through the stages of awakening? You know, I can remember doing a podcast a year ago. It was at least a year ago, talking about how insane things had become and speculating that it wouldn't be long before the masses opened their eyes, that the reality that all of us were facing was going to become evident in the immediate, imminent future. And yet, so much time has passed, and we still see in our everyday lives that a majority of the people out there still don't really have a clue of what's going on in the world. However, I do believe that a majority of the people are now starting to break fundamental aspects of their programming. And I'm going to delve into some thoughts on this in just a moment. But all throughout this journey, we've been more or less consumed with speculation about when the White Hats are actually going to make their move and trying to determine what the trigger is going to be. I don't know how many episodes I've done where that's literally been my sole focus. And at the same time, we're also collectively trying to interpret all of this news that cascades at us every single day, attempting to determine what's truthful information versus what's deliberate disinformation. We're wondering who we can trust. We're wondering how much of what we've seen, how much of what we will see is pre-planned or pantomime versus a real-time fluid situation. And that really is a scenario where the outcome is uncertain. We're wondering how much of what we're seeing unfold on the surface even matters. And while it might seem like a shocking statement on the surface to say that, if we really examine the 40,000-foot view, it's not as outrageous as it seems. In other words, how much of the news and the constant updates are relevant to the overall completion of this plan? Now, to be clear, I do believe there is a relevancy, and I'm going to break that down in just a moment. Now, obviously, I could go on and on listing the aspects or the elements of this war that we don't know and we've been wondering about since day one. But hopefully that's a pretty solid summation of the unanswered questions. However, the flip side of that coin is that we also do have a great amount of information That is verifiably true. We have a great deal of things that we can actually point to definitively and say that we know this to be the case, despite what the mainstream media narrative is attempting to prop up. We know, for example, that Trump declared a national emergency. And through his executive orders, he established the legal framework for the military sting operation that is ongoing. We also know that fake Biden is not the president. We know that the actor playing him is attempting to snap people out of their coma. And we can clearly see a lot of the optics at this point. And that ability increases with every passing day. And we've learned that understanding optics and coded messages are more important than what's being presented to us on the surface. In fact, that's part of what inspired the name for my show and the tagline, that what is really being communicated requires a deeper level of consciousness to go beneath the surface. We've come to understand through all of the expectations and all of the disappointments along the way that so much of this information flood is a distraction that's intended to maintain the status quo so that white hat operations can move forward covertly. And at the same time, the consciousness of the general public can gradually expand to the level that it needs to be before full disclosure. And let's face it, folks, full disclosure of all of this satanic evil, when it's finally disclosed, when it's finally exposed to the public, it's going to shock the world. People need to be ready. There are so many crimes. There are so many levels of evil. And we know how dark the bottom of that rabbit hole really is. And at the end of the day, that's exactly what's going to unite the people of this world. And I'm going to touch upon that a bit later. You know, the other day, I was listening to a very interesting roundtable discussion. It was hosted by Michael Jaco. And one of the individuals on the show, whose name escapes me at the moment, provided an excellent metaphor to describe the essence of this plan. And he brought up the iconic image from the cartoon movie Lady and the Tramp, where the two dogs are chewing on the piece of spaghetti from either end, and they end up in the middle for a sweet kiss. Now, if you imagine that piece of spaghetti, for the sake of understanding the metaphor, with the white hats on one side and we the people on the other, you begin to understand what's really happening here amidst all this distraction. On the one side, you have the white hats continuing to engage the enemy kinetically, cleaning out the dumps, rescue operations, saving the children. And yes, at one point, I thought that this was much farther along than it appears to be. But of course, there's a lot of fog of war as far as that goes. But nevertheless, these operations are ongoing. And at the same time, you also have the white hats working behind the scenes to establish the technological infrastructure that's necessary to completely collapse the existing system so the new one can emerge. And I'm talking about the quantum financial system. I'm talking about Starlink, free energy, med beds, etc. And all of this revolutionary technology that's going to change the world needs to be fully developed before it's rolled out to the public, obviously. So this is another major aspect of what's going on behind the scenes. It's not as if they're simply ready to flip a switch at this point. Now, on the other side of that piece of spaghetti, going back to the metaphor, are we the people? So what is our job? To what extent are we the people accountable for how long this operation takes? How much power collectively do we have to advance this timeline? Folks, I think that as we experience expectations and letdowns, as we navigate together through information and disinformation, and we engage the enemy in this information war, we've gradually begun to shatter the programming of the general population. It's a very slow process, but it's undeniable that this is what's happening. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, the importance of what we're doing simply cannot be overstated. We're not only educating ourselves as students on so many different topics, but we're gradually piercing the veil of ignorance of the enslaved MKUltra population. And this monumental task, as we chew on this piece of spaghetti, is to reach that critical mass of an awakened, elevated consciousness necessary in order for the great awakening, that climactic moment that all of us are praying for, to actually take place. So the faster we wake up, the more active we are in engaging the enemy on every level peacefully, because that's our role as digital soldiers. The Alliance is doing the kinetic battling, the heavy lifting. Our job is to engage the enemy peacefully and in the process, elevate the frequency of the world. We're launching information offensives every single day. More and more people are joining our ranks. And as time goes on, this is accelerating the timeline. The faster this happens, the faster the timeline will be. You see, folks, I think that we have a lot more power and a lot more responsibility than any of us understand. And hasn't that been one of the themes of the Great Awakening? Discovering our power, discovering what we can do, not just individually, but collectively as awakened human beings. Our power is near limitless. And when it comes to this timeline and accelerating this timeline, if we achieve a mass consensus, everything changes overnight. Doesn't mean that all of our problems get solved overnight. But everything in the world changes once we have hit that critical mass. And I think that it's our calling to meet the white hats in the middle as a collective, as one people, who despite whatever differences that we may have, whatever differences exist between us, we've identified a common enemy. And despite all of our frustrations and all of the confusion and all of the anger and even rage that we've experienced along the way, knowing what we know, there's no doubt that the exposure of evil is ramping up because of our efforts with every passing day. And the sleepers out there are being forced to begin to break their programming. And I'm going to discuss that in some more detail in a little bit. But I think that there's a lot of truth to this metaphor, that we need to meet the white hats in the middle before humanity is ready to face the truth and begin the next phase of our development as a species. And we know that that requires our consciousness to expand. But I think that if we're being honest, many of us, if not most of us, believe that prior to the midterms, that there was going to be some major scare event that was going to jar the public, in essence, and force the Great Awakening. And when that didn't happen, at least for me personally, that forced me to reassess where we are in the grand scheme of this war and what the strategy really is, or at least to get as close as we can to understanding what the white hats are trying to communicate to us. because we know that that's exactly what they're doing. Our job collectively is to figure it out. Now, at this point, I'm inclined to believe that there's a very strong possibility that although we'll very likely experience a shock event at some point, that the White Hats are going to allow this insanity to continue. And I'm sad to say it, but I'm just going to say it. I think that there's a very strong possibility that they're going to allow this insanity to continue for as long as it takes to achieve an organic critical mass consensus that we have to have before military intervention. That's the only way you're going to avoid civil war from breaking out. And meanwhile, in the background, the alliance, by using this strategy, are buying themselves more time to complete ongoing operations and to establish the necessary infrastructure for the new world. And as time has gone on, I've become more convinced that this plan is a lot more fluid in nature than I had once believed. And I'm also coming to a better understanding of what's really at play in this information war. The longer time goes on, the more I'm convinced that everything being presented to us is a distraction that's intended to maintain the status quo. But that's not the only purpose of these distractions. The brilliance of this strategy, folks, is that while operations continue behind the scenes, the shattering of the MKUltra programming intensifies on the surface as ordinary people everywhere are being forced as a direct result of all these distractions, of all of this insanity that's going on in the world right now that doesn't make any sense. People are being forced to question the nature of reality. Yes, the White Hats are having us look at everything but what they want us to in terms of them engaging the enemy militarily. Yes, they want the eyes of the public elsewhere. But these distractions are serving a very important purpose that I think often gets overlooked, at least by myself. You notice how the deep state, despite all of this craziness, is continually being exposed? Obviously, that's not an accident. That all of this information that's coming out is shining a light on the darkness. Literally, all you see right now is darkness coming into the light. It's all being exposed. Balenciaga is putting the spotlight on elite connections to pedophilia and human trafficking. FTX is exposing how the cabal uses crypto to launder blood money, literal blood money, and facilitate human trafficking. And of course, exposing all the people supporting it, all of the elites tied up in it. Kanye West comes out, makes over-the-top statements. I'm not going to attempt to decipher what he was talking about or why he said the things that he did. I'm sure many people out there are going to. I'm rather going to look at it from a strategic standpoint. He is forcing the public into conversations that the enemy never wanted us to have. And the end result of all this insanity is a public that is increasingly angry and confused. And those are exactly the necessary ingredients to remove the shackles of MKUltra, the shackles of mental enslavement that are all fear-based. Folks, we are the ones that are the driving force behind this awakening. The people out there who are awake and aware and engaged at this point in history truly are the tip of the spear. And going back to that metaphor, we're the ones chewing that spaghetti and getting more and more people to sink their teeth into that quest for truth. More and more people are joining our ranks with every passing day. And the deep state, the cabal, the enemy, the evil, never anticipated it. They never imagined how powerful this digital army could be that Q raised, and Trump, of course. And all of their genocidal depopulation plots depended upon the control of the narrative, the control of information, which we have seized from them. Do you realize how big that is, how monumental it is that we have taken the megaphone away? But you know something, folks? At this point, as far as I'm concerned, it's really not about identifying who's who. But rather, for me, this is about using discernment and watching the rest of this plan unfold and asking yourself the overall question. Are people waking up? Is evil being exposed? Who's actually winning this war for control of information? You know, I don't really think that getting to the bottom of all this confusion, even though it's my instinct to want to get to the bottom of all this confusion, I'm gradually coming to learn that that may not be the point. And that rather, all of this anger that we're feeling, that the general public is feeling, coupled with the confusion surrounding all of this fog of war, is serving the ultimate purpose of breaking the MKUltra conditioning of the public. So it really doesn't matter, as far as I'm concerned, whether Kanye West is working for the White Hats or he's working for the Black Hats. Nor does it matter to me, really, if Elon Musk is good or bad. The only thing that matters is the end result of their actions. And that's what we need to look at. Kanye West makes outrageous statements, some of which are true, and others are clearly meant to be provocative and shocking. And that leads me to believe that he is the walking, talking distraction that's being used at this point, I believe, by the White Hats to continue to prompt people to open their eyes and look into the things he's saying, right or wrong. And again, even though I believe he's working for the White Hats, even if he's not, folks, again, what is the end result of what he is doing? Is he helping us ultimately, or is he helping the enemy? Is the enemy having wins at this point? Despite all of the mainstream media gaslighting? As far as I'm concerned, the answer is no. And in this process of discovery, more and more people are coming to realize, not necessarily who's good or who's bad. And I know I talk about this a lot. It's unavoidable. I'm a podcaster. People are talking about it. It is a huge element of the conversation. So to some extent, it's unavoidable. But the reality of the matter is that we really don't know who's good. We really don't know who's bad. At a certain point, I do believe we will. But at this point, we don't. We also don't know, obviously, which information is true, which information is not. But rather, we do know that the information that's being presented to folks is forcing them to call into question everything that they've been taught their entire lives. There's a gradual realization that the government is not our friend, that celebrities are not who we thought they were. As hard as that may be for certain people to swallow, it's not for me, but I can certainly understand why it would be for certain people. That institutions that we trusted our entire lives and built the foundation of our lives upon that trust, lied to us. And not only that, they sought to kill us. The doctors that we trusted, sadly, are included in that web for many of us. And everything about our history has been a lie. But by shifting the control of information, the enemy narrative is completely falling apart. Now again, obviously this takes time. This is a process. And all of us were chosen for this process. We were chosen for this moment. But given the glorious world that we're building, that we're pioneering at this very moment, as far as I'm concerned, every struggle along the way to get there is worth it. And so in essence, there really are two overall elements to this plan, the way I see it. The military alliance and we the people. And we have to meet in the middle. And from the perspective of the White Hats, the best way to accomplish that goal of having the enemy expose themselves was to disrupt their overall timeline and also, of course, to decimate their leadership structure. At this point in time, and I've talked about this in the past, months ago even, but at this point in time, we know the mid-level minions are the only ones that are left. In the very early days of Trump's administration, special forces took out the heads of all the 13 families. And they were the ones, of course, who gave orders. And so if you were a mid-level minion, if you were someone like, oh, I don't know, Hillary, Obama, there's a lot of them we could name, of course. But if you were one of these individuals, that put you in a very unfamiliar position, a very uncomfortable position. Because these monsters were never actually in a position to make decisions. We know we call them puppets for a reason. They took orders. They have handlers. They just pose as leaders. But when they were actually put in a leadership position of this enemy hierarchy, the whole structure began to crumble. All of a sudden, they were thrust into a leadership position that they didn't have a clue about or have a clue what they were really up against. And certainly, they didn't anticipate us. Now, that's not to suggest that they don't have teeth, folks. I've made this very clear. But it is to suggest that the White Hats cut the heads off the snake, literally. And what that did was it sent the enemy into a state of frenzy, a state of panic, which has been building and building and building for literally years at this point. We're more than 5 years into this war, in terms of the kinetic timeline, is my understanding. So all of these mid-level cretins had to figure out a strategy in order to continue to wage war against us. And they have. But it's been entirely ineffective overall. Yes, a lot of people have died. A lot of people continue to die. And I don't want to get into a sidebar about why this was the lesser of two evils. I've talked about this many times. But suffice to say, it's not to suggest that we haven't experienced losses in this war, because we certainly have. But the reality is, overall, their strategy, if you want to call it that, is leading to their defeat in this 5D chess game that we're engaged in. And yeah, that's exactly why a lot of these people decided that they were going to defect, decided that they were going to make a deal to preserve their life for a little longer. I don't believe ultimately that any of these pedophiles are going to get away with their lives. But some of them, I do believe, were given deals to preserve their life for a little bit longer, or perhaps maybe for a different method of execution. They've made deals, provided information, et cetera, et cetera. So that's the brilliance of this strategy. By cutting off the head of the snake and causing this panic, causing these rats to turn on each other, it's resulted in a treasure trove of intel by all of these defections. And so what they're doing, of course, with that information is continuing to track down the enemy in this fluid operation. And of course, we're talking about people who are not so evil that they needed to be dealt with immediately because they were too much of a threat, like HRC and Tom Hanks, for example. So because of the mistakes that the White Hats have forced on the enemy, due to their inability to coordinate effectively without their leadership structure and without their revenue streams that Trump cut off with his executive orders and Putin cut off when he went into Ukraine, which, by the way, is a topic that I'm going to be exploring with Gene Decode and Kerry Cassidy on a roundtable very soon. But you take their inability to coordinate effectively at our leadership level and the loss of revenue, and, of course, our increasing control of the narrative, and what do you get? The end result, folks, is inevitable. Disclosure of evil. And I think you would agree with me that this is getting more and more intense as time goes on. This Balenciaga story is red-pilling a whole bunch of people right now. Make no mistake about it. And as I've said many, many times, human trafficking, satanic ritual abuse, and pedophilia, crimes against children on a mass industrial global scale will unite the world. Human beings, I heard S.G. Anon talk about this, have an instinct to protect their young and the young of others. And so, when this comes out, and it becomes a part of the mass consciousness, not just a part of, but the dominant element, folks, there's not going to be any need to further unite the people. It's going to happen organically. Is it very difficult to get people up to speed on this? Absolutely. And we all know why. It's the MKUltra programming. But that's what this war has been all about. That's what this strategy of distraction combined with disclosure is attempting to do. And I do believe that progress is being made, albeit slowly, due to the many, many decades and many generations even, if you want to go back and really trace this trauma that we've collectively suffered as a species, have been subjected to this constant warfare, these constant silent weapons, never-ending propaganda and deception, every tool at their disposal scientifically weaponized and wielded against an unsuspecting population. That's a pretty tall order to deconstruct, folks. And just as a reminder, for maybe people out there who are listening who don't know, MKUltra was ultimately the offshoot of the Ultra program in Nazi Germany. And it was exported to the United States thanks to Operation Paperclip and our so-called leaders at the time, who in their infinite wisdom decided we should not execute these people. Of course not, because they sympathized with them, but rather we should bring them over here and subsidize them to continue their work. And what was their work exactly? Well, it's centered around what we've been talking about, fear-based programming. And that is induced by trauma. People who have been listening for a long time remember my series, Agent Buried Alive, where I broke down that amazing book. Talks about how they induce this fear-based programming. If you want more detail, you can go back and listen to those early episodes. But that's what enables suggestive programming. And of course, the megaphone for that programming is a TV. Or at least, that's the way it was initially rolled out. I mean, now at this point, it's all of mainstream media. That's the adhesive, like I've talked about, the glue that's holding it all together. That's why we so often talk about the need for MSM to be taken down. We recognize how powerful of a weapon it is. It's all about keeping the population in fear in order to control their behavior, or really more specifically, to control their thoughts so as to control their behavior by extension. But what the Alliance is doing is particularly brilliant because they're breaking this fear-based program with all of these distractions. It's not just about getting us to look the other way while operations continue. These distractions are a fundamental part of this plan. And yeah, I know a lot of people are maybe asking themselves, wait a second, how are they breaking fear-based program if so many people are in fear right now? And that's a good question. But my response to that would be, you need to remember that in order for MKUltra programming to actually work, and this is well documented, it requires a bulletproof narrative that must be protected at all times. And this is part of why we're so important, folks. It requires complete and utter control of information. Just go back and look at any totalitarian regime throughout history and their tactics. What is their number one priority? Control of information. That's why the enemy has been working for thousands of years to control our consciousness. Because they long ago recognized this fundamental truth. And the reason for this is because they need to be able to provide you suggestive programming. And they can't do that if you don't trust them. So the system needed to engineer a complete dependency and trust in the mainstream media to feed them their narrative so that people will satisfy that element of their consciousness that tells them that they're doing the right thing, that they're on the winning team. Inside of this false matrix where division amongst the people is necessary from the cabal's perspective. And therefore, they engineered it. And that's easily achievable when you have complete control of information. But the problem is, what happens when you lose control of information? And other ideas, other narratives, begin to take shape inside the minds of your fear-based subjects. What happens is it begins to create a state of confusion. And from that state of confusion, the mind begins to break down that fear-based programming because it no longer has a coherent narrative to follow. That's exactly what's happening to all the normies out there right now, folks. In other words, if nothing makes sense to people, then the programming can't hold for very long. And that's exactly what's been happening. People need to hear a narrative that makes sense to them. So the minute you upend the traditional narrative, and you do it effectively, inside the mind of the general population, it's game over. The MKUltra programming begins to dissolve. You know, folks, as I've been reflecting over these past couple of days, it's occurred to me that so much of what's causing me distress and fear and anger and frustration and disillusion is actually serving the most noble purpose imaginable. So much of the time, rather than reminding myself that what we're witnessing unfold is all a distraction, I get caught up in trying to make sense of it all. However, I'm coming to realize that that effort to make sense of it is exactly what's causing me to become spiritually off balance in those moments. You've heard it said many times that those of us who know what's going on, although we're haunted by the truth, this truth that we've been exposed to that we can never unsee, in spite of that, we can rest assured, knowing that everything that we're seeing right now is designed to wake people up. So I think for myself, personally, moving forward, I'm going to attempt to do exactly that. To remind myself that the overall strategy of this plan is what matters, not the distractions. Although the distractions are not without purpose, as I've explained. But the truth of the matter is that as much as we may not want to believe it, and as much as we may want to reject the idea, because we don't like the concept of having to wait for people to catch up, and boy, do I get it. The simple reality is that humanity needs to be ready for what's coming. And what's more, we need to be united as one people. As I've said many times, God is moving on our behalf to liberate us from this evil. But he requires that his people, you and I, accept the divine responsibility to lead in a spirit of truth through a time of uncertainty, confusion, and ultimately darkness as we go through the eye of the storm and we emerge on the other side. We have to be ready to accept the divine gifts that are being given to us. We have to prove our mettle. And yes, we are being tested. And I do believe that before this is all over, it's very possible that we're going to be pushed even further to persevere. But we also must remember that in this process, as we continue to experience this intense pressure and an unprecedented moment in history, that we're being formed into the diamonds that God created us to be. We're expanding the consciousness of our fellows. And despite whatever animosity, whatever hostility we may feel toward them, when the moment comes, all of us will choose love. All of us have already chosen love. And that's why we gather here today. This is a spiritual war, and God chose each of us. So as we move forward in this war together and recommit ourselves every day that God blesses us to be alive for this moment in history, I encourage folks to not allow all of these distractions to weaken their spirit or to cause them distress. Rather, I would urge everybody out there to remember the very source of your frustration, your anger, is serving a purpose that's not only bigger than we could possibly imagine, but truly divine in nature. I'll close with this. A dear friend of mine, many of you know her from the roundtables, Atlas, shared a short video on her Telegram. And I thought it was so amazing that I decided to post it on mine as well. And I'm going to share it with you folks tonight because I thought it was such a powerful message God chose us because he knew that we were strong enough to see this fight through to the end. So after I sign off, folks, I highly encourage you to spend the extra minute to hear the Holy Spirit communicate exactly why each of us are here. I love each and every one of you. Keep your spirits high. God will not forsake us. This is his plan, and we win because he wins. God bless everybody. Patriot out.
If you're seeing this, it means that you need to know. God says, because I chose you does not mean that you will not fight. In fact, I chose you because I knew my warriors before I tried to put armor on them. And you battle in terms not of what people see. You battle in the spirit. You battle with spiritual entities. You battle with darknesses that you did not even know exist. You battle with things so articulate that you must know, I chose you because I am going to put you through a rigorous training process. You're almost done. But you are chosen because I know you are strong enough. Stay strong in me. I love you.